Yo, what's up? Welcome to Bean Cast. It's Bean, aka Marty McFly, scientific or supreme, whatever you have. Today's topic, basically talking about togetherness and family. I was looking at the Kavanaugh proceedings, and I have to send a shout out at this time right now to Jeff Flake. You're an honorary man. And I have to say, check this out. This is a big thing, man. So, you got Republicans, you got Democrats. Been going on since the long time. Yeah, most of the time, those two times are divided. They don't agree. Now, here it is, they're going to put Kavanaugh in the Supreme Court for life, which means that he can just basically about do any fucking thing he feels without any fear of persecution. Now, before they make this decision, they got to vote on it. Before they could even connect the first vote, you had people come forth testifying he's a sexual predator. Now, Bill Cosby just went to prison for sexual assault, and being a sexual predator. And then here he is, we got Kavanaugh being accused of it by not one, not two, three different women, his sexual prowess. And then you're going to put this man in Supreme Court office. Man, I take big problems with that. So, Jeff Flake, in spite of it, decides to put a hold on the nomination. He says, you know what? I'll vote in confidence, but I think I probably want to wait before we actually get this guy in office. Get an FBI investigation into his background. Powerful because he's no longer running for office, so he don't have to worry about any retaliation. But it's more so powerful because it is a man that's saying, hey, I'm not with you Democrats, I ain't with you guys at all. But the fight is right, what's wrong is wrong. Jeff Flake is a man of principle. Just based off that decision alone, because he's willing to stand with what's right in the face of the reason doing wrong. That's a stand-up guy. That's somebody that you want to be like. Trust me. You want to be like that because he's doing the same thing Colin Kaepernick is doing. He's taking a knee. Standing up. Think about that. This man is taking a knee for his sexual endeavor. So, you can't rape women and think it's okay. It's never been okay. That's always been the fucking problem. But, guys in the likes of Weinstein and Cosby, the right amount of money, no is always yes. Even when it's forcibly no, it's still yes. Because when the litigation happens, it'll be yes anyway. That's been wrong for a long time. There's been a lot of damage to a lot of women. It's time to take that shit away. So, kudos to you, Jeff. At the same time, this is an opportunity for Donald Trump to show that he has a humanitarian side. If he's wise, which I'm hoping he is, but if he's wise, what he'll do is one of two things. He'll either regress from supporting the likes of Roy Moore's and sexual predator. He'll regress from that and just demand his peace for it. Or he will immediately brandish full support to the Me Too movement. Now, we know he's not going to brandish full support to the Me Too movement. Which leaves the latter half to happen. So far, he's been doing it. Therefore, he can obtain some form of honor. Now, it's clear that the presidency is going to pull away one of the biggest mistakes that we've ever made. That's clear. But you can actually shine a little light on it. Back to my topic of the day, family. My family got a saying, what happens at home stays at home. Quickest way to get your ass knocked out in my house is going throughout the neighborhood selling our business. Yep, it may be true that daddy got to work two piece of bullshit jobs to just pay a light bill. Yeah, it may be true that mama dancing the local butt naked club two nights a week and she's a part-time teacher or to put the food on our table. Yeah, that's true. You ain't gonna know none of that shit. And if you say any of that shit, I'm knocking that shit out of your mouth because that's our family business and it ain't got nothing to do with your shit. We ain't actually even come in and talk about it. And I'm probably gonna lose my life telling you about our fucking family business in the first fucking place. So we don't do it. And that's the rule in my family. My house is kind of like Vegas. What happens at home stays at home. Now, you got to shake that dynamic because some things have to be talked about. When you were in a situation at home where you're being sexually harassed, mistreated, you need to have an avenue in order to get that away. You need to have some type of resource to be able to tell somebody. Without fear of retaliation and without fear that you're going to lose everything that you have in your face. Now, more than likely, and almost all the time, that a woman is sexually assaulted, it's usually by a loved one, someone she knows. There's a level of confusion when shit like that happens. When you've been mistreated by someone you know, you become confused. The reason why you become confused and you do nothing is because this is the same person who told you that they love you and they care about you. This is the same person that is the author of your destruction that does not have an understanding. It's easy to deal with Satan because you know what Satan's all about. He's easy to deal with. I mean, in a sense that he's not pulling out any facade. We know he's going to act like he's our friend, but we know he ain't. We know he's for our demise. Hands down, we know he's for our demise all day long. We know that. We get that. But what we need to do is we need to find how to enable people to report a sexual assault without that fear and without that confusion. We need to create environments to where our family is comfortable talking to us about anything and everything. I'll give you an example. I'm a father of three teenagers, bustling teenagers that's about to take the nation over by him. Now, I don't harbor any secrets or any information with my kids, and I let them talk freely with me. But there's a time and place for everything. Sometimes it's a time for direction. They understand that. But when it's a time for expression, I don't want intention. I want you, whatever that may be. So the first couple of times my friends came in my house to visit with us with my children and heard our conversations, they were shocked and were like, wow, you let him talk like that? 2 years. Talk like what? He's talking like himself. Being himself. He chooses to use curse words, it's on him. It's not me. There's plenty more other words he can use. Plenty more other phrases he can use. Or she can use. But I'm pro-choice. That's what they choose. Okay. Let them choose. Let them run with it. There's a restraining, there's a restriction, and we'll get to the restriction at some point. I know when they say, hey, remember who your daddy is. Lights out on all this bullshit that's going on. Time to get back in line. And then it is. But I don't have to do that because my kids understand that there's a time and place for everything. Therefore, I let them be themselves. Therefore, if something ever, in the event that something ever did happen, God forbid, if something ever did happen with one of my relatives or their mother or something like that that is less than honorable, we're going to know right then and there. The exact damn moment that the shit is going down, we gonna know right now. Because there's no fear there. My kids don't have any fear. It's powerful. I eliminated it. No fear there. That being said, we gonna talk about it. I encourage you, the reader, the listener, to do the same thing. Not parent your children the same way I parent mine. It's impossible. But I do charge you to let your kids express themselves in whatever manner it may be. They may need some help expressing themselves. And that's true. Because remember, they're trying to grow up and trying to find themselves. So they may go through all kind of zones and try to find themselves. All kind of phases and try to find themselves. They may be gothic one day. They may be fucking rock and roll cool the next day. They may be fucking Fonzie cool after that, and they may be fucking black jacket, Air Force bomber jacket cool, or members only cool. We don't know. But they're going through these zones to find themselves. Support and be there and allow them to do it. They'll find themselves at some point and assert themselves to the utmost because they've found themselves and they'll recognize that. I know that kind of sounds like gibberish, but important that you do that. You're allowing them to be who they totally are to the utmost. If you're sensitive to them, you're only getting a certain version of your child. It's not really who they are. And then they're going to start doing some adverse shit on the side. You're not going to understand what's going on, but they don't understand what's going on either because they're trying to find themselves and stop them. So now they're just doing shit. You know what I'm saying? They're just doing some shit. But gotta fix that. So I said all of that in an effort to say this. My public service announcement, sexual assault must be reported. I personally charge you. If you're right now listening to this podcast, you've been a victim of sexual trafficking or sexual assault or any type of sexual injustice, they have hotlines. But above all, if you're in a situation where you can't get to a damn phone, create a situation where you got to relieve yourself. And the only place that you can relieve yourself is the nearest fire department or school. And when you're in that place, ask for the manager and tell them you need help. Look them in their eyes and say, I need help. Emotional help. They will get it. Those her words, if you look them in the eyes and say it in that tone, in that speed, that's a code word. Everybody in America understood it's a code word. They'll get it, they'll detain you, they'll call someone, and they'll help you. Get the help. Don't just sit there and be assaulted and say you want to kill yourself. We need you here on earth. You're probably going to benefit us in some kind of way, but you cannot benefit us in the grave. That fucking sexual predator, it is our duty and our desire to take his ass away from the free world and lock his ass in a cage where he belongs. So help us to help you. That's it. In the ancient words of Mark and Mandy, nanu nanu. And I'm out.